And welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our CEO in 10 series brought to you by Blinkist.com. Our special guest today is Don Fox. He is the CEO of Firehouse Subs. It's one of America's favorite casual restaurants with over 1,000 locations now. Don, welcome to CEO in 10.
Well, thanks, Rick. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
On top of being a great leader, you're also a great fan of baseball, we found out. And you're a musician as well. We also found out that you are a roll-up-your-sleeves leader. Tell us more.
Well, sure. I've been in the restaurant industry all of my working life. Started out when I was 16 years old washing dishes in an Italian restaurant in Lakewood, New Jersey. Now, my earliest real career ambition was to be a musician. I was a trumpet player and originally went to school for that at Glassboro State College. That's now Rowan University. But at the same time, was paying the bills and tuition by advancing my career in restaurants. So I went from that first hourly position in a family-owned restaurant to work for Six Flags Amusement Parks, and I moved into management there when I was still a teenager and while I was going to school, and then became a multi-unit manager there. That took me up to about 1980, and at that point decided to cease the pursuit of music. Found that as a trumpet player, I'm probably not going to carve out a great living as much as I loved doing it. And then as I considered my other options, it didn't take me long to realize that I should keep focusing on what I was doing on the day job, so to speak, because I loved it. I really loved the whole nature of the restaurant industry, and felt, though, that if I was going to pursue that, I should work for a restaurant company as opposed to being in food service within the theme park business. So that took me to Burger King Corporation at the tender age of 22 and moved to Tampa, Florida, where they had some company operations. And that ended up being a 23-year career with Burger King. Learned a lot during that entire phase of my professional life. Worked in research and in development along the line. Learned a tremendous amount in R&D during 6 years. Worked mostly, though, in field operations, working the franchise side of the business. And that took me to Firehouse in 2003. It was an interesting moment in my life because I went from what was at the time the second largest restaurant company in the world, McDonald's being the largest and then Burger King number two, and came to a brand founded here in Jacksonville, Florida, that at the time in 2003 had 65 restaurants. It's quite a contrast. Came in as director of franchise operations. They had just started franchising. Out of those 65 restaurants, perhaps 25 to 30 of them were franchise locations. The rest were company owned. But it came in to lead the development of the franchise side of the business and became a chief operating officer in 2005 and then CEO in 2009. And it was a fantastic opportunity. I often like to think that those 23 years with Burger King, while it was a great brand, great company, I saw a lot of what not to do during those years. And it was really a blessing to be able to come to a relative startup and for starters, help make sure that in the early stages, a brand, especially one focused on franchising, didn't make some of the same mistakes that some of the older legacy brands have made and then over decades had to try to overcome so we could get it right from the start. And we think we've been very successful at that, you know, getting in the 14 years since, basically growing over 1,000 restaurants from when I joined.
It is a magnificent organization. And for those of you listening today that have not visited a Firehouse Sub location, they are fascinating. Don, share the origin story from Robin Sorensen and Chris Sorensen's perspective. How did this whole thing get started?
Oh, sure. Well, back in 1994 is when the first restaurant opened, and that was the culmination of about 2 years of work. You know, from the point that they decided they wanted to try a restaurant concept together. Chris is the older brother, so he'd already started his family. He was deeply rooted in the fire department. Robin, the younger brother, had just a couple of years of service, and now their family has over 200 years of service. Their father, for example, 43 years before he retired. from the fire department. So it was quite a controversial thing when Robin decided to leave the fire service and at first took on a job in the restaurant industry, all to help prepare him for the opening of Firehouse Subs. So they worked 2 years in the industry, got some industry knowledge under his belt, and then they sketched out, worked on the development of the concept, opened in October of 1994, with so many of the same brand elements that we have today. I mean, that was one area that they were, among many, that they were very, very intuitive and smart about. They knew when they opened up that first location, it couldn't be perceived, and this is with all due respect to independents, because they were one, they knew it couldn't be perceived that way, or as a, and I hate to almost use the term because it sounds derogatory, I don't mean it that way, but you know, they didn't want it to appear to be a mom and pop. So they had so many of the branding elements at the outset that we still have today. And one thing that they had starting in 94 on October 10th and has not changed to this day is the quality of the food. A Hook and Ladder today, which is our flagship sandwich, it's the Hook and Ladder of 1994. They've been so committed to maintaining all the quality attributes, the portions. To this day, that's an area of the business that they are still very personally involved in, the culinary side of the business. There's not a thing that appears on the menu, a SKU that's in inventory that they haven't had a hand in or that their taste buds haven't experienced, and they've got great skill and intuition for it. So that's an asset for me as we've built out the brand, knowing that it will continue to reflect all those cultural things that they began the brand with.
Mm. I love that. Thanks for sharing the origin story. One of the things that I noticed, Don, from eating at Firehouse is that your teams, your franchises all seem to practice the golden rule, which for those of you that have been off on another planet means treat others like you want to be treated. And what are some of the other core values that you think are consistent from restaurant to restaurant within the Firehouse family?
Well, sure. First of all, thank you for that observation because it's something we preach. In fact, I put a little different twist on it as opposed to the traditional golden rule. I talk about what is known, I didn't invent the term, but it's known as the platinum rule, which is do unto others as they would do unto themselves. Because often what we may want done for us is not necessarily the way we want to be treated is not necessarily the way the customer or the another person in your life wants to be treated. So it's really about anticipating the needs of others. And sometimes those vary by individuals and then doing everything, bending over backwards to try to satisfy those. So that certainly is an inherent part of our service philosophy. I mean, we call it heartfelt service, and it's genuinely to appreciate the business of your customers, you know, their patronage. Well, a franchisee of ours once made a statement to me that has always stuck. He's a multi-unit operator with us in the Carolinas, and he said, "Don, you know, I wake up every morning fearful that perhaps nobody will show up today.
Not
a single customer will walk in the door." Yeah, because nobody's got a gun to the consumer's head. Nobody's making them do it. In some cases, it's a marvel of capitalism that you can open up the business and people, you know, do come. But having that fear, if you will, or that concern, to put it mildly, boy, if that is something that keeps somebody motivated, when you know that your ability to keep people coming in above all other things is based on how you treat them. You know, we can have the greatest food in the world, and we do have the greatest food in the world. We proudly get the highest ratings in the industry for taste and flavor of food. But no matter how good it is, if it's not served with genuine hospitality, you know, people aren't going to be willing to pay the price that our operators are typically charged, because we're not a fast food operation. We fit more squarely in the fast casual segment. Don't have a value quote unquote menu per se. We're not selling dollar items, and so we have to deliver on that service side. So when I think about some of the other values besides the service values, a key value for us is treating people fairly. That sort of goes hand in hand with the golden rule, but that extends across all the relationships that we have, certainly we need to treat our franchisees fairly, our employees. We expect our franchisees to do likewise with their team members. We need to treat our vendors fairly. And also, we need to be fair to ourselves and expect that in return in the relationship. So our relationship management, if I could put it to a single in a single word, it would be fairness. You know, we know in this business, you know, other key values that we have, you need to set high standards and you need to work hard continuously and learn. It's not an easy business. And sometimes we have operators who will forget that. You know, if you've been in the business for years, you know it's a hard business and it never gets easy. Sometimes people will invest and come into a business and even though we've told them, and they may have experienced it through their discovery process that it's a hard business, they still may think that, well, after a year or two, I've got this down, it'll get a lot easier and I'll be able to kick back a little bit. But hey, that's not the nature of the restaurant business. You're always having to work at it diligently. The nature of our workforce is that most employees in most positions in a restaurant are usually at a waypoint when they're working for you. They're on their way to somewhere else, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, if I have a college student and they're going to be a great employee for a couple of years, well, yeah, I know they're on their way to somewhere else. So most people are, and we have to recognize that and be able to manage that workforce well. And just one other value I would touch on, and this is the one that has really grown in importance over the years, and it's our philanthropy. It's giving back to the community. And I know that can sound like such a cliche, you know, give back to the community, they'll give back to you. But boy, we live this every day and experience it. For us, it comes through our work that we do with public safety entities. In fact, we formed a 501c3 foundation, the Firehouse Hubs Public Safety Foundation, back in 2005. And our primary purpose is to raise money, donate money ourselves to fulfill grant requests for life-saving equipment for fire departments, police departments, a variety of agencies and people that need that help. And, you know, to date, we've donated over $29.5 million of equipment. In fact, I was just earlier today down in Orlando for an event where we were celebrating the donation of $226,000 of equipment to a dozen different departments in Central Florida. And that's just an effort, you know, undertaken in that area in the past 3 months. So it gives you tremendous sense of purpose. And when you're able to aspire to that and have the brand aspire to it, it becomes so much more meaningful than just selling subs and getting somebody lunch or dinner.
That's exactly right. Well, Don, we are so appreciative of you being on today's show. And I want you just to wrap up by telling our listeners, if they're interested in learning more about becoming a part of your franchise operation, where can they contact you? Because what a great family and organization with a purpose that they'll be joining when they talk to Firehouse Subs. How can they contact you?
Well, sure. Anyone interested in franchising, the best thing to do is to visit our website at firehousesubs.com. And there's readily accessible links to take to the franchising area. But what I would encourage anybody that's interested, especially if they're listening to this and they've never tried Firehouse, is the best thing to do is visit a restaurant and experience it. So many of our franchise candidates over the years, and we have nearly 600 franchisees in our system, the main thing that drew them to us was the experience they had in the restaurant, eating the food, seeing the service culture, seeing what we do in the community, and that was the best catalyst for most of the folks. And then they visited the website.
Well, thanks, Don. We really appreciate you being on today's show and sharing your wisdom. Keep up the great work. We hope that you all experience Firehouse Subs today. Go out and enjoy the food, the culture, and the community. They are truly impressive. Hey, thanks to our sponsor, Blinkist.com. We appreciate their ongoing sponsorship of this series. Blinkist.com is one of our favorite apps on our phone. And it's where we can download over 3,000 nonfiction books. And it does each book in less than 15 minutes. And we are really enjoying reading some of, or listening to some of the special books, especially Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow. So if you want to get take advantage of this same wonderful app, you can go to Blinkist.com/success. That's Blinkist.com/success and get a free 7-day trial and 25% off your subscription. So if you want to do some micro learning, you can do that with their wonderful product, Blinkist.com. And thanks again for joining us on this Success Made to Last. If you like this show, let us know with a comment and rating on our website, successmadetolast.com. And if you want to get your week off to a great start, subscribe to our newsletter. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.